Join Tim and Christina Madden, co-founders of Executive Career Upgrades, on their podcast, The Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. As an executive in today's highly competitive job market, it can be tough to succeed. However, with Tim's nationally recognized career advice and Christina's mindset expertise, you can reach your full potential. Tune in to upgrade your career and get ahead of the competition.
All right, everyone, how's it going? This is your host for today, Tim Madden, on the Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. So, hey, if you're new here, the purpose of this podcast is to help you, if you're a director, VP, or an executive in corporate America, right? It's to help you get the job, keep the job, and be successful at the job. So I got an amazing topic for you today that I'm super excited to share with you. We will get into that in a little bit. If you are listening online, right? Most of our listeners in 64 countries, me and Christina can't believe it. But if you are listening online today and you get anything of value, do me a favor, share this with a friend and leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. We are trying to be a top 100 podcast this year and we need your support. Hey, want to give a huge shout out to all the people in the ECU various programs who landed new roles this week. So congratulations. I believe we have 9-something new people who are accepted roles. A couple are still, we're helping negotiate it. But this is an exciting time, right? Q3 and Q4, if you don't know, are the most, what's the word I'm looking for? This is when most hiring is done. A lot of people don't know that during the summertime, right? That's when hiring slows down a little bit. So the good news is, hey, if you're in a search now or approaching one, hey, now is a great time to start or take it just a little more seriously. Next. So, hey, I am doing it. Everyone asks me if you're watching live right now, Tim, where are you at? Yeah, I'm not in the podcast room. Hey, this is a different office we have. So I know some people might have some questions about that. But let's get into it today. I love this topic so much because my mentor actually talks about it a lot as well. We talk about, hey, are you in the right vehicle right now for your career? That's what we're talking about today, right? A lot of reasons why people find themselves in non-ideal career paths is, number one, they get desperate because they don't know what they're doing in the career search. And if that's you, hey, do me a favor, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. We have helped people generate over 1,800 multiple six-figure interviews this year. Over 300 people have been hired. And another huge announcement, we are number 907 on the Inc. 5000 list as still one of the fastest growing organizations in America. So give it up for the whole ECU team. Appreciate it. All right. So, hey, how do you know if you're in the right job? Okay. We're going to break down some questions you need to ask yourself. And if you're still in a search, that's okay. We need to develop, hey, what is the right vehicle for you? Is it a small company, a mid-sized company, a large company, right? Only you can answer this for yourself. So I'm going to give you lots of things to consider, okay? If you are in, or if you're not in, think about your last opportunity, okay? Did you or do you feel fulfilled and satisfied with the work that you're doing? If you enjoy doing those daily tasks and finding them meaningful, then that's a good sign, right? If you don't, okay, if you're dreading going to work most days or dreaded in your last opportunity, okay, with like the work you're doing, find a new opportunity. I just had someone ping me last night on LinkedIn and they're like, Tim, I've worked at the same job for 19 years. I just can't do it anymore. There's toxic people. I don't like the work I'm doing, but I'm just wondering, hey, should I leave my job? And I'll give you the answer I gave this person. Should I leave my job? And she said, for transparency, hey, I am financially stable. I can go a decent amount of period without worrying about work. I said, hey, leave your job immediately, right? You only get one life. Don't spend it working at a company that you don't have at least a little joy, right? So that's number one. Number two, career goals. Does your current job or previous job, did it align with your long-term career aspirations? Does it help you move towards your goals or provide opportunities for growth? Right? One of the big things that we do here at ECU, right, with our staff is we mandate training, right? So I told the team, hey, if you want to roll on the Exec Upgrades team, you have to be committed to self-development, daily development, whether that's leadership training, getting better at sales, getting better at marketing, or something, right? This is the kind of culture we built here, you know? Now, that's not for everyone, and that's okay, right? So I would ask you, at your current opportunity, does it align with your long-term career aspirations? Is there goals, right? Is there an ability to move towards whatever goals you have? And is there opportunity for growth? If so, it might be a good fit. Let's go into number three. This is the question you need to ask yourself. Work-life balance. That means totally night and day across everyone who's listening to this or watching this right now. What is it for you? A lot of people like the hustle, like the grind. They want to work 60 hours a week. They want to get up at 3 a.m. and have meetings with, you know, investors in Asia or global teams. Then there's other people that says, hey, my job is a means to an end, right? I want to work my 35 hours a week remote. I want to take my lunch, right? And then when I'm done with work, I don't want to worry about it. That's okay. And then you got Elon Musk who works up, he's saying he works 120 hours a week, right? He was like, if I'm not sleeping, I'm working. What is it for you? How much do you want to work, right? Do you want to work 40 hours? Do you want to work 50 hours? Do you want to work? I don't know what it is, right? So what is a good balance for you? Only you can determine that, right? So, and then, hey, are you able to balance your job with your personal life? Because a good job should allow you to kind of maintain that, right? But again, remember, look at Twitter. Elon Musk said, hey, we want the smartest people that want to work as hard as freaking possible and long hours. If that's you, we want to go change the world with this social media platform. If that's not for you, that's okay. See you later, right? So you just have to know, right, like what would be a good work balance situation for you, depending on where you're at in your career. Another big one, values and culture, right? Does the company's culture match your own? So working in an environment where you're bought into the mission, right? The vision of the company, where the company's going, and the values of the company, right? That's really needed. I'm very fortunate. I grew up, you know, if you don't know, if you're new to the podcast, I spent 22 years in the U.S. Army, right? And I still remember the core values because I did a lot of push-ups to them, right? Leadership, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, personal courage. Those were the values, right, of the military. And that's something I lived and breathed. So, hey, take a self-assessment if you're employed right now. What does the company stand for? What is the mission? Where are they saying they're going? And what does the company stand for? You know, most people have this as like a nice thing to have on a website, right? Do they exhibit that type of behavior every single day? These are many questions you need to ask yourself. And of course, money, right? Are you satisfied or were you satisfied with your last salary, benefits, or other forms of compensation, right? Money is relative to where you're at in your journey right now. To some people, 100K is a lot of money, 200K, 300K, 400K, 500K, right? It really is dependent, right? So you have to ask, you know, how much money do you want to make? Where's the opportunity at that organization? If you're in a work environment right now, do you feel comfortable? Do you feel supported? Do you have positive relationships with people? Do you think you have a supportive management team, right? If not, you may want to consider. And let's talk about the differences between small, medium, and big size companies. Hey, if you work at a small company as a leader, you're probably going to be a doer. You probably need to do. You need to create the processes, right? And data and analytics, a lot of that isn't going to be in place, right? You're building a foundation to grow the organization. If you're at a mid-sized company, the good news about small is you can make so many changes so quickly because you're a nimble organization. When you get to a mid-size, you're going to have more management structure, more standard operating procedures in place. It might be a little harder to change policies around because they're already kind of, that's what it is. But essentially, there's more stability and structure. Then you go to a large company, nearly impossible to change stuff because everything's hooked up to Salesforce and all of the, right? So changing processes gets very complicated with lots of red tape. But hey, they have the power of the data and analytics. What's best for you? Only you can tell yourself what's best for you. Are you passionate about what you're doing? Right? If you're enthusiastic about your job and find it engaging, it's likely going to be a good fit for you, right? Which is why, hey, here at Exec Upgrades, Christina and I, one of the reasons that we co-founded this company is we wanted to help people. That is our mission, right? We want to help people that are struggling in their career at a good leadership level, right? Where stuff starts to get very competitive, very challenging, very stressful, right? We want to help those people obtain the job, get the job, and keep the job through maybe leadership programs or different products and services here, right? We want people to be successful. And that's something that we're extremely passionate about. The last one I want to go over with you today, right, is feedback and recognition. If you're at a company right now, hey, do you receive constructive feedback and recognition for your contributions? I put out a video on my YouTube channel recently talking about, you know, the components of a really good culture and how to kind of do one. And one of those is frequently recognizing your team members every single day, right? Now, I know maybe it's overboard for your boss to do that with you every single day, but hey, are they doing it once a month, right? You want to be praised. Everyone wants a pat on the back when they're doing a good job, right? So you need to figure out, what are my non-negotiables for myself? Because a lot of people, when they're looking for a job, what do? They quickly run out, they click apply online, do all these things, and then they hope and pray that their magical opportunity is going to come to us. Let's be honest, that's not realistic, right? So, hey, what's going to make you satisfied? Is it going to, you know, help you reach your long-term goals? What about the work-life balance? What about what the company stands for? What about the money? What about the work environment, right? What about handling stress and feedback and recognition? These are some things you need to ask yourself so that you don't get in a bad situation. And I don't mean bad situation. I mean bad situation for you. Because there's a lot of people, we've had many people in our programs before where they worked at the same company. One person had a horrible experience. One had a great experience. Again, right? Is it the hours they worked? Is it the culture, right? Some questions you need to ask, you know, from a leadership perspective. Hey, are you one of the people that goes in that wants kind of direct insight from your boss who just says, hey, here's the project, here's what I want you to do, here's the due date, et cetera? Or are you one of those people that needs more autonomy, right? And say, they don't give you a lot of guidance. These are things that you have to know about yourself, okay? So taking 30 minutes to write these down, you need to ask yourself, hey, am I in the best career vehicle, right? Right now for what I'm trying to accomplish in my career. If you're not, leave it immediately. And if you're in a search, you truly need to understand as specific as you can what you're actually looking for. So you can make sure it's a good fit and not just another job like most people have. These are the tips I have for you today, right? So I'm going to give you the rest of the time back, right? Make this a shorter podcast than normal. So you can have another 15 to 30 minutes to write down some of these questions and say, hey, am I in this opportunity? Or how can I not make that same mistake again so I can go get the job and money I deserve and be happy at the place I work? Until next week, have a great day, everyone.